The newspaper that serves the Upper Valley of Vermont and New Hampshire is cutting jobs, moving its print operation, and shrinking the width of its paper. That was the message today from the publisher of the Valley News, Dan McClory. The paper will outsource its ad design, cutting 3 jobs in that department, and the printing of the newspaper will move to Concord from West Lebanon. 12 full-time and 18 part-time workers will be offered jobs at the Concord printing facility. For more on these changes, I'm joined now by Valley News publisher Dan McClory. Welcome.
Thank you.
So at the top of your note to readers today, you mentioned that you're often asked about the impact of recent tariff that was put on newsprint from Canada by the Trump administration. So is that tariff a factor in these changes?
It is a factor. It's one of many factors. It's just the latest in a long list of things that has affected the newspaper industry, of which we're not immune from.
And it seems like all of these measures that you're taking and announcing today are cost-saving. Why are they necessary right now?
As I said in my note to the readers, we're trying to look out, 10 years or so. We don't want to just look at what next year needs. And we've been watching numbers decline for a number of years, and we've tried to keep things intact as best we could. But I think the time has come to really to ensure our long-term health, that we need to do some things to improve the bottom line.
And so you mentioned the trends in terms of readership and advertising revenue. That's driven many newspapers to downsize over the years. What are those trends right now exactly for the Valley News?
Well, I don't want to give specifics, but I mean, the trends have been several years of declining readership and declining revenue. We have fared quite well compared to a lot of newspapers in the New England area and across the country. But again, we're not immune to those factors. So after a couple of years of declining numbers and also looking at our entire company, it just isn't justifiable to have 2 printing presses located 60 miles apart.
You're also changing the size of the paper to a narrower format. Why make that change, and will that mean any less content in the paper?
We've debated that change for several years. We're really an outlier having the size that we do. And as you probably know, the norm is to have a narrower width. And with our current press, we couldn't do that without significant capital improvements to the press. So as newsprint prices increase, the payback becomes quicker. So with the new press that we're acquiring, we'll have the flexibility to print different widths. So we felt like it was a good time to capitalize on the newsprint savings as the newsprint prices are increasing. As far as the content, it'll be a little narrower, but we don't really expect the content to change much at all.
So no less content in the paper?
No. I mean, we're still working on fonts and things like that. The number of columns and things like that, the fonts might change a little bit. But as far as the number of pages, the number of stories, things like that, that won't change.
In terms of newsprint prices stemming from this tariff, what does that increase look like for you? What is the number?
I don't have the exact number, but across our company, it's significant. The percentage increase can be as high as 20 to 25%. And we're not sure it's stopped yet because we keep getting notices from our suppliers that they're increasing prices. After years of stagnant prices, when you think it should be going down because demand is going down, now these tariffs are pushing up the price.
Are you advocating for a change there? I mean, this is a federal policy, obviously, in terms of the tariff. Is there anything that you're doing as the leader of this paper to try to get those tariffs taken away or anything?
We are running some ads, kind of trying to let our readership know that these tariffs are happening and they're out there. We also wrote an editorial on this. And actually, as we speak, the president of our company is in Washington meeting with our delegation to talk about this, because there is a bill that's been put forth to try to reverse these tariffs.
Well, finally, news consumption has been moving online for many years now. Do you see a day when there won't be a paper version of the Valley News anymore?
I personally don't see that day. It could come, but I don't think I'm going to see it in my lifetime. We still have a very loyal readership. I've been somewhat overwhelmed by the number of emails I've received today from readers just praising us and thanking us for our openness and basically saying they're with us. So that's reassuring.
Dan McClory is the publisher of the Valley News. Thanks for speaking with me.
Thank you.